This is an interesting one, because part of me does think that Facebook is dead. I don't use it really at all in my own life. I actually kept my account mostly for Facebook Marketplace, but I'm seeing that Facebook is still relevant in the therapy industry, especially depending on the type of person that you help, but probably not in the way that you think. So today, I want to get into the parts of Facebook that are dead, but also the parts that are very, very much alive and that can help you get more clients. Hey there, I'm Christy Plantiga, and I'm the founder of Place Digital, a boutique marketing agency for therapists. This is Practice Marketing Insider. Each week, I examine one piece of outdated or overblown marketing advice for therapists and explain why it's inaccurate and what you should be doing instead. Let me start with what's dead on Facebook. If you have a business page for your practice, posting on your business page for the purpose of getting clients is essentially dead. That's moot content at this point. Your Facebook business page could come up when people search for your business on Google. So they already know your business name. They're putting that into Google to get more information, and your Facebook page could come up. And if you have any reviews there, that could be helpful information for searchers. When it comes to actually getting clients or being found on Facebook because of a company page, highly unlikely. Here's why. Engagement on Facebook is very low for static, low-quality content. What do I mean by static, low-quality content? I mean, if you're posting basic mental health content using graphic templates on Canva, those posts are probably not going to be seen. And I have a sense that if you are sharing this type of content on Facebook, you're more doing it because you feel like you should. You likely don't really believe in the fact that that content is actually going to get clients, and you probably don't enjoy making that content either. Therapy seekers, and everybody online for that matter, are responding to more engaging content, which is very likely video. And it could be static graphic content, but the content of those graphics has to be really high quality and thought-provoking. Basic psychoeducation that they can get on Google is probably not going to be something that gains any traction. It's not unrelated that being found organically on Facebook is highly unlikely at this point. Every once in a while, you might see a business page come up on a feed, but that's not the sort of content that Facebook is rewarding, because it's not really the type of content that users respond to. It's not the stuff they binge. It's not the stuff that keeps them on the platform, which is Meta's ultimate goal. They want people on their platform for as long as possible so they can see more ads so Meta can make more money. If your content doesn't speak to someone, make them stop, make them think, make them feel something, Facebook isn't going to show it because they know that's not the type of content that keeps users on their platform. The sorts of things that are going to be showing up on a platform like Meta are more of the hot takes. And a lot of these hot takes are the ones that are very polarizing. They're going to pull someone in a specific direction. If it's not polarizing content, it's likely going to be content from other people that a user probably personally knows or an account that they frequently engage with. So having a new business show up in someone's feed, for example, your practice, is very, very unlikely. So I don't think it's really worth putting any time into your Facebook business page. It's good to have it to show Google and other platforms that you're present and active, but it's really not worth putting anything into, in my opinion. But like I mentioned, not everything on Facebook is dead. There are parts of Facebook that are very much active and very much used by people. I will say that this depends on your niche. So if you're working with a younger crowd, more Gen Z, young millennials, it's less likely that Facebook is going to result in lead generation. Know your audience. So what's alive on Facebook? First, Meta advertising. It is very, very much alive. Billions of dollars are going into it, so it might be worth experimenting with for your practice. That being said, I do think it's difficult to have a Meta campaign that performs well from a lead generation standpoint. The issue with any sort of social media is that typically, when people are scrolling on social media, they're in a very low action state. They're probably scrolling because they kind of want to check out from life for a couple of minutes, so they're not really in a state of doing too much. But if you have a video-based, more compelling advertisement, you could potentially stick in someone's brain. And if your call to action is a lower lift, like downloading a guide, you could get their email address. If your call to action is contact me, maybe they'll remember your name, your practice's name, and come back to it later. If you are going to experiment with Meta advertising, please get the help of a professional. These platforms are very, very confusing. You might think that you're saving money by DIYing, but you might just be pouring your money down the drain because you're not using these advertising platforms correctly.
If you can't tell, I am super, super passionate about accurate, high-quality marketing education for therapists in private practice. I am now offering a free 15-minute call for therapists scaling group practices who want my honest opinion on their current marketing situation. I've worked with dozens of group practices, hundreds of solo practitioners, spoken to thousands. I've truly seen it all at this point. So if you'd like to pick my brain for a little while, you can head to practicemarketinginsider.com to book that free 15-minute call if you're a group practice owner scaling your practice. And now, back to the show.
Next up, Facebook groups. Facebook groups are also very much alive. There are Facebook groups for just about everything. And a major reason why people use these groups are to get recommendations. You know all of the therapist Facebook groups. Therapists go to Facebook groups for referrals and recommendations, and let's be honest, to fight about stuff. Other Facebook groups are no different. For example, let's say there's a local group for moms. If a mom wants to send their child to therapy, as a part of their research, they're very likely to go on that local mom group on Facebook to ask other moms for recommendations for therapists. Referrals are great because those leads are very warm. But that person has already sold on you a bit because you clearly have a good enough reputation to be recommended. The issue with Facebook groups is that you can't really optimize for them. There aren't ranking factors to be recommended by people in a Facebook group. You can't pay Facebook for an organic mention. Hypothetically, you could join these groups and pitch yourself, but many Facebook groups actually have community guidelines in place that discourage this. This is by design. Only your reputation can earn its spot there. And part of that comes down to you having served enough clients in that area to get recommended within that group. So are Facebook groups a significant lead generation channel that you can count on and that you can optimize for? No, not really. It's more of a signal for the reputation work that you've already done. At Place Digital, we help scale group practices. I often refer to the proactive practice system, which is a three-part model that I've observed across our most successful clients. The third part of this system is online and local reputation. Your local reputation is something that you will own forever. A local reputation cannot be bought. It can only be earned. But your local reputation must also be reflected online. You can have the best local reputation in the world, but if a platform like Google has no idea, you're never going to show up online. Being recommended in a Facebook group is one of those signals to Google that you actually have a great local reputation, similar to being mentioned on Reddit or getting a 5-star review on Google Business. Your online and local reputation are always working for you behind the scenes, which makes it one of your most valuable assets. But like I said, this can't really be bought. You can invest in marketing to help you build it, but at the end of the day, your practice needs to have a good reputation on its own to be recommended online. So is Facebook dead? No, I wouldn't say so. Certain parts are irrelevant, and I would not put any effort into them. When it comes to advertising and getting recommended in Facebook groups, you might get some clients from it. As with all digital marketing, make sure that you're putting your dollars into channels that really, really matter. Facebook is not one that you can optimize for necessarily unless you're willing to do advertising. But if you're looking to get referred organically, only being connected to your community and doing good work is going to get you there. Facebook isn't completely dead, but most of what therapists do on Facebook is. Posting basic mental health graphics to your company page? Dead. Expecting organic reach? Dead. But meta advertising is very much alive. And Facebook groups remain one of the most powerful places for local recommendations and referrals, which are incredibly valuable warm leads. The key is that Facebook groups can't be optimized for or bought. They're a signal of the reputation work you've already done in your community. So stop wasting time on your company page and start focusing on the parts of Facebook that actually matter. Strategic advertising and building a reputation strong enough that people recommend you without you being asked. And that's it for this week's episode. If you want to connect, you can find me on LinkedIn or Instagram at Christy_PlaceDigital. If you're interested in working with me and my team, you can head over to placedigital.com. I'm Christy Plantinga. Thanks for listening, and I'll see you next time.